אני לא יכול לבלבל, אדוני, מנחת נקודה, לפני כימי עולם, וכשלום אחד מנויות.
זה אחד נשמוס, דניאל שיין ובסיום, שוב פלק. This week's Parsha, Parsha's Noso, we have many long Parsha. We have the Parsha of Nazir. Nazir takes a vow to become a Nazir. One of the things is he can't drink wine. And then the Torah says that after he finishes the Naziris and he brings the Karbonos V'achar, Yishte HaNazir Yayin. And then the Nazir will drink wine. So there's a famous vort that he's not a Nazir anymore. What do you mean, Achar Yishteh HaNazir Yayin? He's not a Nazir. He finished. There's a famous word I just saw in the Stone Chumash. He quotes it from the Avnei Nezer. The article Stone Chumash quotes it from the Avnei Nezer. Now, the idea is, you're right, he's not a Nazir anymore. But after he had this period of Nazirus, he now became on a higher level, and now that will come with him. The his Romimus of being a Nazir will stay with him, you know, in the future. So even though he's technically not a Nazir anymore, you still call him Achar Yishteh Nazir Yayin. Oh, so what does this have to do? This week is the week after Shavuos, and there's a whole discussion in the poskim whether we say Tachanun this week or not. The Ramah Shita is that only Isru Chag, that on Tuesday you don't say Tachanun, but on Wednesday already you do. That's in Hilchas Pesach and Hilchas Shavuos. But in Hilchas Tachanun, the Magen Avraham says that no, for 7 days, we hold 6 days after Yontif, you have it's the time of Tashlumim, that the Karbonos, that if you didn't bring the Karbonos of Shavuos on Yontif, you can still be Makriv for 6 more days. It's a Machlokas HaPoskim, whether it ends 6 days after the first day or 6 days after the second day. So it's a question whether Shabbos is the last day. We don't say Tachanun on Shabbos anyway. Or Sunday is the last day. And that's one halacha. And so there are different minhagim. Some follow the Ramah and say Tachanun right away after Isru Chag, and some say, don't say it, like, follow the Magen Avraham's Shita. And then there's another discussion in the poskim, whether if somebody didn't say Shechiyanu, normally you didn't say Shechiyanu or Yontif on Pesach and Sukkot, you have the whole week to say Shechiyanu. You can say Shechiyanu on the Yontif on Chol HaMoed, because if you didn't say it. But here there's no Chol HaMoed. So the Chok Yaakov says, but on Shavuos, even though if you didn't say Shechiyanu on Shavuos, you still could say Shechiyanu that whole week, just the whole Zman, and what's the so that's what the Chok Yaakov says. Many poskim don't hold like this and say no, for Shechiyanu it has to be the Etzem Pesach. You could do it because it's still Pesach. Here the Yimei Tashlumim not. Rabbi Warman in a Sefer explains Sheiris Yosef says it could be according to the Chok Yaakov. It's still like a Miktsas Kedushas Hayom is still continuing through that day, and you could still say Shechiyanu. Rav Harfenis points out, Pashtus is, you know, something brachas lahakel, we don't say Shechiyanu if we forgot. Most people don't forget to say Shechiyanu. And one last thing, Rav Shlomo Kluger, in next week's Parsha, in Sefer Imre Shefer, on Parshas Baaloitcha, says, you look in the Torah, it says we have the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni on Yudalad Iyar, and then right after that in the Torah it says the Onan left on the 21st of Iyar. So he says, Rav Shlomo Kluger, you see, the Hashpah, even on Pesach Sheni, was one day, still lasted 7 days afterwards. And that's how Bezer Hashem, the Hashpah, just like the Nazir, continues to have a Shem Nazir even afterwards, because the Hashpah of the Nazirs continues, so too our Hashpah of Kabbalah Satorah, whether we say Tachanun or we don't say Tachanun, whether we say Shechiyanu or we don't say Shechiyanu, but the Hashpah of the Yontif should continue, especially during this week and for the rest of the year, Bezer Hashem.